using amp sims on FX one-shots. Advanced. Ableton Live, Drum and Bass and Jungle Energy. Let's go. Today we're treating amp sims like a surgical tone weapon, not a guitar thing. Indeed NB. FX one-shots are those tiny moments that glue the arrangement together. Impacts, downlifters, zaps, vinyl hits, crowd stabs, little noise blasts, and amp-style distortion is one of the fastest ways to make those sounds feel gritty, forward, and mix-anchored without turning your drop into a harsh, head-remeating mess. We're going to build three repeatable setups. First, an amped impact chain for impacts and downlifters that need to punch through a rolling mix. Second, a radio zap chain for nasty, band-limited jungle tech stabs. Third, a parallel amp smash return, which is the pro approach for adding filth while keeping the transient clean. And then we'll resample, tighten, and turn these into an actual usable FX palette for your track. Alright, step 1. Prep. This part matters more than people think. Grab an FX one-shot and drop it into Simpler. Put Simpler in one-shot mode. If you're using an audio clip directly, keep warp off if you can, because warping can add weird artifacts that become extra ugly once you distort. Now gain stage. Aim for the one-shot to peak around -12 to -60 BFS before you hit any distortion or amp devices. Amp sims react to input level like crazy. If you feed them too hot, you don't get more energy, you get mush and fizz. If you feed them too low, it's like the amp never wakes up. And here's a huge DNB habit. Do not build this stuff in solo. Put your drums and bass in a 16 or 32 bar loop and process the one shot while the drop is playing. Effects are supposed to be judged in context, because the whole point is carving a space around the snare, the reeds, and the hats. Cool. Let's build rack 1. Amped impact. The goal: keep the low end stable, add mid-range authority, and avoid harsh top-end fizz. First device, EQ8 before distortion. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub-rumble. That rumble will hit your distortion and create uncontrolled low-end modulation that just eats headroom. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by a couple dB. And if you need more speak in the hit, give a gentle presence push around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Teacher tip here. Think of the amp like a non-linear EQ. You can feed the amp the exact band you want to excite, instead of just cranking gain and hoping. Next, saturator as a pre-cook. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This stage is about density and smoothness. Two-stage drive usually sounds bigger than slamming the amp alone. Soft into hard. Now, amp, Ableton stock. Start with rock or heavy. Gain around 3 to 7. Don't max it immediately. Let your ears tell you. Bass around 2 to 4, because big bass boosts going into distortion can get unstable fast. Middle around 5 to 7. Impacts in DNB often need that mid push to translate on smaller speakers. Treble around 3 to 5, presence around 4 to 6 if you've got it. Then, cabinet, try a 4x12 if you want weight, or 2x12 for tighter mid focus. Dynamic mic for punch, condenser for more air. Mic position around 20 to 40%. Too centered often gets fizzy. And remember, cabinet is not a default. It's a tone shaper. If you already have grit from saturator or pedal, you can run cabinet at like 10 to 35% wet just to focus the sound. If cabinet is the main character, commit to 100% and plan to EQ after. After that, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the initial hit still punches through. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold, so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. This is control, not loudness. Then, EQ 8 after. If it bloats, pull a little low shelf around 80 to 140 Hz. If it's harsh, find that 3.5 to 6.5 kHz region and notch a couple dB with a narrower EQ. And if there's fizzy top, low pass around 14 to 16 kHz. Finally, a limiter is safety. Ceiling at -1 dB. You want it catching occasional spikes, not doing the heavy lifting. Now listen in the drop. If it suddenly feels like the impact has a cardboard room vibe, that's usually cabinet plus low mids. Reduce cabinet wet, try a different mic or notch 200 to 500 Hz. Once it hits right, commit, freeze and flatten, or resample it to audio. This is classic DNB workflow. Print it, then edit it like a weapon. Alright, chain 2. Radio zap. Goal. Take a clean laser or zap and turn it into that communications breakdown stab. Band limited, crunchy, and aggressive. Perfect for fills. Start with auto filter. bandpass mode. Tweep the frequency somewhere like 800 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. Why first? Because distortion on a band-limited signal gives you that radio-focused crunch. It's controlled. It's intentional. Next, panel mode. Distortion or overdrive. Gain around 25 to 45%. Tone around 40 to 60. Sub 0 to 10%. For zaps, we usually keep sub out of the way. Optional but powerful. Amp plus cabinet. Use a cleaner amp model like Clean or Blues for edgy mid breakup. Gain 2 to 5. Cabinet. Keep it smaller or keep the wet lower, like 30 to 70%, so you don't overbox the sound. Then redux for the digital edge. Bit reduction somewhere like 6 to 10 bits. Downsample 2 to 6. This is where you get that crunchy jungle tech grit. Just don't go full chaos unless that's your whole aesthetic. Add echo for controlled space. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. High pass the echo around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. A touch of modulation, like 5 to 10%. Then utility at the end. Set width anywhere from 60 to 120% depending on where it sits in your mix. And trim the output so it matches your track. Level matching is not boring. It's how you make good decisions. Arrangement tip. Place this zap so it doesn't fight the snare transient. In 174 BPM, a great pocket is after the snare, or on little 16th offsets around beat 3. You're aiming for call and response with the groove, not a pileup on the backbeat. Now chain 3, parallel amp smash. This is the elite move. Instead of inserting an amp, sim directly on your FX track and flattening the transient, we keep a dry track and blend in a distorted return. Put your one shot on an audio track called FX DRY. Create a return track, call it Amp Smash. On the return, build this. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. That keeps the low end clean on the dry track, and the smash return becomes mid-range aggression, not sub chaos. Then amp, heavy or rock. Gain around 5 to 8. Then cabinet 4x12, dynamic mic, 100% wet. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on, then glue compressor, aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, with a fairly quick release so it stays energetic, then EQ 8 to tame fizz, check 5 to 8 kHz, and low pass around 12 to 16 kHz. Now send your FX DRY track into that return. Start low, like minus 18 dB send, and push it until it talks in the mix. Why this works so well? Your dry one-shot keeps the punch and the timing clarity, while the return gives you controllable chaos that you can automate. Macro thinking. Group the return chain into an audio effect rack and create a few performance knobs. Smash. Maps to amp gain and saturator drive. Fuzz cut. Maps to the post-EQ low-pass frequency. Body. Maps to the pre-EQ high-pass frequency. Now you can ride the distortion like it's an instrument. Advanced coaching notes before we resample. 1. Envelope discipline. Distortion loves consistent amplitude. If your one shot has a huge drop from the initial hit to the tail might stop grabbing the amp and you'll lose texture too quickly. Try a compressor before the amp with a gentle ratio, like 1.5 to 2 to 1, medium attack, just to stabilize the decay so the dirt stays audible longer. 2. If the top end gets brittle, slightly low pass before the amp, like 16 to 18 kHz. Distort. Then decide if you even want that air back. For DNB one-shots, you usually don't. 3. If the FX needs to anchor the drop, consider mono early. Utility width to 0% before the amp return, at least for the low mids and down. Then rebuild width later with echo or reverb after distortion. Now let's do the part where DNB becomes real, resampling and editing. Record or resample your processed one-shot to audio. Then zoom in and tighten timing. Often, nudging the start a few milliseconds early makes it feel more punchy, especially against fast drums. Add tiny fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Trim tails if they muddy the next bar. In drum and bass, space is groove. A tail that seems cool in solo can absolutely smear the roll. Then create variations. Duplicate the resampled clip and do tiny changes. Amp gain a touch, post EQ slightly different, or pitch up or down 1 to 3 semitones. This is how you build a micro palette that makes your arrangement feel expensive. If you want to go even deeper, duplicate the one shot. Pitch the duplicate down 7 to 12 semitones, distort it hard, then high pass it so you keep only the growly mid character. Blend it under the original. It sounds like bigger speakers without stealing subspace. or do the transient rescue trick if distortion killed your attack. Duplicate the one shot. Use drum bus to bring up transient. Keep drive low, high pass so it's mostly click. Then blend that under the distorted body. Loudness through clarity. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick and direct. Don't overdrive the input blindly. Set the level going into the distortion so the amp reacts predictably. Don't distort sub-content on impacts unless you really know what you're doing. High pass pre, or keep lows dry in parallel. Don't leave it without post-EQ. Amp sims generate harmonics. You must sculpt, especially 3 to 8 kHz, and don't widen before distortion. Distort first, widen after, or you'll get facey, smeared localization. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Pick 3 one-shots, impact, zap, and a noise riser. Impact, build the amped impact chain. Zap, build the radio zap chain. Riser, use the parallel amp smash return, and automate the send rising into the drop so it snarls right at the transition. Resample all 3. And place them in a 16-bar drop. Impact on bar 1. Zap is a fill around bar 8 or 16. Riser in the last 2 bars before the drop. Then check 3 things. Is it fighting the snare? If yes, notch around 180 to 220 Hz or sidechain the FX return from the drum group. Is it hissing too much? Low pass 12 to 14 kHz after distortion. Is it loud but not present? Add mid-focus before the amp around 1 to 3 kHz instead of just turning up gain. Recap. Amp sims on FX one-shots are about harmonics and mid-range authority, not just more distortion. Gain staging plus pre and post-EQ are non-negotiable in DNB. Parallel amp chains keep punch while adding filth. And resampling turns sound design into arrangement control. Tight placement. Variations. Automation. If you tell me what one-shot you're processing and whether you're going roller, jump up, neuro, or jungle, you can build a rack that stays in the sweet spot every time, with macros that feel performable instead of dangerous.